Hey, it's Candy. Did you know that I have a quiz to help coaches choose their niche? Yeah, I do. It's super popular and it has been taken more than 20,000 times. This is a fun quiz that takes you about 2 minutes to do, and it will probably give you way more clarity on choosing your best coaching niche. So now, whether you say niche or niche, it's going to work for you. And if you're a coach and you have been stuck in niche indecision, wondering what to do, then you should take my quiz and find out what you learn. You can take the quiz today at coachnichequiz.com. That's coachnichequiz.com. Okay, let's dive into this week's episode. Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hello, and welcome to the show. If this is your first time tuning in, or if you're a regular listener, I am so pleased that you're here. Today, we're going to talk about the four D's. Now, I know a lot of speakers and writers and podcasters have their favorite acronyms and all the tricks and they use the 3 D's, the 4 D's. Heck, I even have the 5 C's of confidence. You can go back and listen to episode 67 of this series, the 5 C confidence cycle, to learn more about that. Plus, in a few episodes, you're even going to hear me talk about the 4 P's. Ah, so many letters. So why do we do this? Why do we do the 3 D's, the 5 C's, the 4 P's? Well, it's because it makes it easier for you to learn. It makes it easier for you to remember and then to apply what you've learned. Essentially, it's to help you get results faster. Now, I'm sure that others have their own version of the 4 D's, but I want to share my version with you because I know it's going to help. I work with coaches and consultants and solopreneurs, and I watch my clients carefully. I want them to be successful. So I'm always on the lookout for trends and similarities. And I've identified these common threads: the way you hold yourself back, the way you shortchange yourself, and sometimes even the way you self-sabotage. I identified the common threads, then I boiled them down into these 4 D's for today's episode, and now I'm going to share them with you too. But before we go any further, it's time for the review of the week. I love reading your reviews, and I love giving out prizes. This is something new that I'm doing on the show. It's only been a few episodes, and I like it as a special little thank you for those of you who take the time to rate and review my show. Every week, I'm going to be reading one of your reviews from Apple Podcast, and if it's yours, you get a prize. Now, to claim your prize, either send me a DM or an email at info@candymotzek.com, and you'll get to ask me one big question, your juiciest, most pressing question about becoming a coach, and I'll answer your question personally. I'm going to do a video, a long video, an in-depth response to your question. I know you're busy, and I know it takes time and energy to leave a review, so I really wanted to reward those of you who take that effort. Thank you so much. So this week, it's a 5-star review and it's titled "Even Coaches Need a Coach." And it says, "Candy's podcast is amazing and she provides an indispensable service by helping coaches get grounded, feel supported, and increase revenue." Wow. I am so touched. If this is your review, thank you. I am so thankful that you listened to this show and you took the time to write such a great review. I appreciate it. Now, to collect your prize, send me a DM on Instagram. You can find me at Candy Motzek or email me at info@candymotzek.com. Let me know the username that you use to leave that review, and then you get to choose what cool question you want to ask. And I will send you a nice long recording with your answer. If you're not sure how to spell my name, go to the episode notes and you're going to see all the links there. Now, anybody else who wants to win, all you got to do is enter that drawing. It's one time only, you write a review on Apple Podcasts, and then you're in the draw. So I would encourage you to listen again next week and find out if I read your review. So let's dive in to today's episode. I often listen to Deepak Chopra early in the morning for my meditation. And one day he described this. He said, "Each of us is a unique strand in the intricate web of life, here to make our unique contribution. Woven within the very fiber of our being is our divine purpose, our distinctive essence, waiting to be expressed as a gift to the world and ourselves." And that really touched me when I read that. And I believe that each of us has a purpose and a destiny. And this quote that I read to you captures an essential item that applies to each of us. This destiny that it talks about is part of what we're here to achieve and contribute. This is our work in the world. And the word work has quotations around it, because it's not about our work, our day job. It's about who we are and our slice of being the most fulfilled version of ourselves. It's about what we create, whether it's cooking a delicious dinner, growing a vibrant, healthy garden, being an amazing supportive friend, or building a thriving coaching business. It's about who we are in relationship to ourselves, to others, and in community. We all have different ways that we make this destiny manifest in the world. And yes, we can live our destiny in many ways, in many aspects of our life, all at one time. So as I think about what gets in the way, what slows us down in the pursuit of our dreams and goals, especially the thing that stops us from creating a fulfilling business. So I think about you and I think about your destiny. And this is why I want to share the four D's with you. These are the ways that we slow ourselves down, that we stall our progress, that we put hurdles in front of ourselves or put weights on our back so it makes it hard for us to keep going. Listen, these four D's are not just a random concept. I want you to hear me loud and clear. These are the four big ways you stop yourself, the ways you slow yourself down, the ways you self-sabotage. So when you notice one of them coming up, remember, you heard me tell you about it, so you're not going to have to be surprised. It's not going to be something that just happens to you. It's something that is common for all of us. We are all in this together. And I want you to remember that it's also not a surprise that you're going to be experiencing these four D's. They are for sure going to show up. It's not whether they show up or not. It's what you do with them once they do. So I believe that it's time for us to talk about these D's. And the first D is doubt. So when you experience doubt, know that it is normal. And also know it's just your inner critic trying to wheedle its way into your mind. If your inner critic can get a toehold in your mind and can get you to doubt yourself, it's going to say, "Ha, I did my job." I like to think of my inner critic as a separate character, not an aspect of myself, but something outside of myself, a separate entity. It keeps it apart so I can decide whether to listen or not. Doubt is a lack of trust or belief in something or someone. Doubt sounds something like this. "Oh, I don't know if I can." Doubt sounds like uncertainty. "I don't think I'm capable." No, not me. I don't think I can do that. I don't believe in me. Remember when I said that all the four Ds have one intention? Four Ds, one goal. Their goal is to get you to stop, to give up, to slow down. When you doubt your ability or your capability, doubt will have won. Now, the opposite of doubt is belief. And I'm not suggesting you should be delusional. You can't pretend that you have a skill you've never learned, but believing that you can learn it, believing that you are capable, believing in yourself and your ability to create your dreams. Now, I want that for you. I want you to believe in yourself. So, what do you do when you experience doubt? Well, the first thing you can do is you could just say to yourself, oh, wait a minute. This is one of those four Ds that Candy was talking about. Just that awareness alone will often allow you to rebound. So that's the first D, doubt. The second D is discouraged. Discouraged is another emotion that is common for new coaches. Sometimes you're up. Other times you're down in the dumps. Maybe somebody said no, or worse, they ignored you. Maybe your best friend doesn't believe in coaching, or you see someone who started coaching at the same time as you, and they've filled their calendar already with all kinds of clients, and you're working hard, but you're not getting those same results. You need courage to stretch and grow and take the steps to reach your goal. I often say, don't wish for confidence, wish for courage. Courage literally means with heart. Discouraged is when you're disconnected from your courage. The heart has been taken out of you. So you need to reconnect to your heart, reconnect to your passion. And how you do it? First, awareness. Awareness is the first for everything. Recognize that discouragement happens. And that it is one of those things that can slow you down. I want you to have the fastest path to get to what you're after. So, how do you do that? Encouraged. Encourage. You encourage others, you feel encouraged. Meaning, I want you to feel the courage within you. I want you to feel the heart, the passion inside. And often, encouraging others helps you feel encouraged. Two, you can also listen to motivational podcasts, talk to supportive friends and family, listen to music, or move your body. The blood flow, the movement, get your heart pumping. That will shift your state away from discouraged and towards courage and encouraged. Your job when you feel discouraged is to acknowledge and get moving. Go find your heart. Go find your passion. The third D is delay. Delay says, oh, I'm not ready yet. Or it could wait till tomorrow. I can do it another day. The problem with delay is that if you wait until tomorrow too many times, you're going to find that days, weeks, or even months have passed you by. See what I mean? See how this D, the D for delay, can derail your progress? Now, I am not suggesting that you have to go rushing around doing everything all at once. What I am saying is that chronic delay, chronic procrastinating, and even perfectionism has you waiting for far too long to take action and to get your message out into the world. And while you are delaying, all those people who could really benefit from your help aren't getting your help. And you're definitely not actively living up to your potential and manifesting your destiny. So instead of continual delay, act. Do the thing. Take one bold move. Say yes before you have time to second guess yourself for that scary thing. Make a new habit, one where you act more quickly instead of overthinking, overpolishing, overconsidering. Don't let delay delay your dreams or delay your destiny. you don't know how much time you have. So, 3 D's. We've talked about discouragement. We've talked about doubt. We've talked about delay. What about you? Which of these sounds the most familiar? We all have our common go-to approach. It's the one that's been the most effective for us in the past, right? So the fourth D is distraction, right? Now, what about you? Do you get distracted? Well, you're not alone. Distraction is, okay, let's just be honest here. We all experience distraction multiple times a day. We've got that phone that sits in our hand with all the alerts and notifications. And to be honest, I've been writing this episode all afternoon. And the reason it's taken so long is I've gotten distracted. So between my high priority daily LinkedIn work, my meetings, checking email, looking up definition and quotes to better describe how these 4 D's impact you, all of it came together and I got distracted. There are things that are important and things that are not. And what's important changes. Some of those not so important things are best shelved until later on in your business. And I found this viewpoint on distraction helpful. Like, there are things that I will have to do, but maybe not yet. And so I want you to consider that distraction is a way of diverting your attention away from something. And I got this word divert because I looked it up on Google. I said, what is distraction? And it says distraction diverts your attention away from something. And when I read that definition, that word divert really stuck with me. That's the thing that helped me. I imagined it as a physical diversion. If I was looking at a creek, and a diversion is like that log or the rocks that block the flow of water in the creek. So to reduce distraction, you move the log, you shift the rocks. Then you choose one thing you want to focus on. So for you, you're not a creek, but how do you get that clear flow? Move the log, shift the rocks, choose one thing to focus on. And in my case, what I did was I chose this podcast episode. To reduce distraction, I turned off the notifications on my phone. You could put your phone on the other side of the room. Close those extra tabs on your browser. Use an app to limit your access to social media until the work is complete. That's an approach, all those little tips you can use for tasks and projects. But another place that distraction shows up is when you think that there's an easy path. You remember that big red easy button? Sometimes we wish there was just that big red easy button to becoming a fully booked coach. So you sign up for freebies and guides, you listen to those free trainings, all in the search for the easy path, that easy button. The one that you just wish existed. It's like the magic golden ticket that is going to move you from where you are right now to perfect, masterful, fully booked coach. So you may get distracted from that real path by searching for the easy button. Now, granted, if you've never been a coach or an entrepreneur, there are things that you don't know. So sometimes the distraction really is you trying to fill a knowledge and skill gap. But you're smart and capable, and you know the difference between finding and implementing a new skill or being distracted. So for example, this is one tip that I use to help with distraction as well, other than the different apps and the ways of managing my phone. But this one has really helped as well. So this week in the Coaching Success Circle, I led the group through reconnecting with their why, their big why, their reason for becoming a coach, that thing that they're hoping to accomplish and the difference they want to make in the world. And it was really fascinating. It was fascinating to watch when they spoke their why. The distractions fell away. They lit up and they knew the exact next steps to take. So I thought I would share that with you too. It's more than a tip, because when you connect with your why, That alone will give you the focus. It will narrow your focus because you're so focused on why you want this. And that will eliminate distractions. Remind yourself what is important to you. Connect with your dream, the dream that you are called to create. And if you haven't heard, the Coaching Success Circle, that's my group program for coaches. Got some great people in there. And if I had to, I would call them all high achievers with heart. We get together weekly for coaching and support and encouragement, and we learn strategies that you need to sign clients and everything you need to grow a thriving coaching business. I'll make sure to put the link in the episode notes so you can find out some more about it if it's interesting to you. All right. So that's what I've got for you. The four D's, those four ways that we delay our dreams, we delay our progress, and sometimes we even self-sabotage. And I've given you some tips on how to move past them too. So those four D's, one last time, are doubt. That's that lack of trust, the lack of belief in yourself. Discouragement, where you're disconnected from your heart, you're disconnected from your passion, and you've forgotten about your courage. Delay, waiting until tomorrow, waiting for later, waiting for when it's more convenient, waiting for when you're ready. And finally, the fourth D, distraction. Well, in a nutshell, that's just like squirrel, right? Just changed your focus to something that's just rushing by instead of something that's important to you. So I'd love to hear from you. Which of these D's do you experience the most? And now that you know, what are you going to do about it? How will you manage them when they show up? So what's your takeaway from this episode? Tell me what your next step is. And I would love to hear from you. I really want to help you. Let's turn this into a conversation. DM me on Instagram or LinkedIn. I'm at Candy Motzek, and that's at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, M-O-T-Z-E-K, and share what you learned. Share what your approach is going to be. I want to hear from you. If you don't have somebody who's walking you step-by-step through that process of becoming a coach, I would be honored to be that coach, the person who helps walk you through it from startup through to success. Reach out to me on social media or by email at info@candymotzek.com. Thank you so much for joining me this week. I appreciate you. And my goal is to help you reach your goals this year. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.